You're listening to the Professional Goddess Podcast,
a place for sluts who like to make money. I'm your host, Anna D, aka the Professional Goddess. On my show, we embrace the uncensored stories of being a self-made slutpreneur. As a stripper turned CEO, I reveal all my juicy trade secrets and share interviews with other female bosses who capitalize on their entire existence. From breaking stigmas in the female business world to challenging norms in the adult industry, we'll tackle it all. In 6-inch stilettos, of course. Now it's time to dive deep into the journey of self-empowerment, owning our sexuality, and by each episode, we will earn our PhDs in CE hoetry. I'm honored to have you here, and it's my privilege to kickstart the show.
Hey, sluts. Today, we're going to talk about Roth IRA accounts. Such a not sexy name, in my opinion. Like, for so long, I was like, what the fuck is a Roth IRA? I'm not doing that. Gross. But after the balance transfer episode I did for you guys and your feedback on it, you said you wanted more of episodes like this. Some not necessarily tax advice, because I am not no CPA, bitch. We already have many episodes about taxes for sex workers, but savings, retirement, investing, things that everyone can do. You don't have to be a slut to have a Roth IRA, but it is a plus in my opinion. Now, I just started contributing to my Roth IRA. So we're going to get into what it is, the importance of it, contribution limits, tax advantages, and the ease of setup and accessibility. But I just wanted to kind of preface that this is just such a simple, simple thing. One of those things where it's like, I wish someone could have taught us this in middle school, high school. Like, there should have been a class for basic needs, like basic things that will help and benefit your life, because being an adult is such a wonky roadmap. It's a roller coaster. And even for myself, starting a business in my teens, being a homeowner in my early 20s, not knowing a goddamn thing about interest, retirement, what's the other thing I've been dealing with? My homeowner's insurance, like how to fix things in my house when they break, simple things. And over the years, I have learned a lot by failing a lot. So learn from my mistakes, babies. Mama's here. Grab your notebooks. I'm going to hold your hand. Another thing I recently learned how to do was install lighting. So I've been sent some chandeliers to do videos on, and I took it upon myself to figure out on my own via YouTube help how to install overhead lighting, ceiling lighting. And this girl, years ago, I would have called an electrician. I would have paid someone hundreds of dollars to install this. But now, after just doing that, I feel so capable. So I want these episodes to make you just feel at ease, because it was always so stressful to think about. Like, if my toilet started leaking, it was, okay, who are we going to call? And I literally installed a bidet the other day. Like, I am in my homeowner do-it-yourself era. And after I installed this first bidet, I was like, I can install bidets on all the toilets. There's 5 toilets in this house. So I have been on a kick of doing everything myself, saving money, and learning a lot along the way, and being so excited to teach you about it. So Roth IRA, gosh, I wish that sounded sexier, but it is just not. So a Roth IRA is an individual retirement account. It's a type of retirement savings account that offers unique benefits, and particularly for younger people. So if you are, you know, 18, early 20s, this is going to be the best time to start one. If you start later, the amount at the end is not going to be as high as it was. So for example, consider an individual who contributes $6,000 a year to their Roth for 30 years. So with an average annual return of 7% at retirement, you could potentially accumulate over $600,000 tax-free. That's a substantial source of income in retirement. So the sooner you start, the more benefit you're going to have with this Roth IRA. So think of it like a savings account. We're going to discuss the differences, but unlike traditional IRAs, contributions to a Roth IRA are made after tax dollars. So this means that withdrawals in retirement are tax free. So I don't have a 401k. I do have some SEP IRAs for my businesses, and you actually get penalized when you withdraw. When my business was almost like going under a few years ago because our bills were just way too high, we were not bringing in enough with what we were outputting, and I sold my car, I took out all my life insurance money, I was doing all these things just to cover payroll, to get through the season that we were in. And this was when I realized, oh my God, I'm gonna get penalized if I take this, you know, these thousands of dollars out of my SEP IRA. So I learned that way that it was not a good idea, and the risks were outweighing the reward to do that. Now, sure, if push came to shove and I needed that money so desperately, yeah, I would have paid the penalty. But at the time, I weighed out my options and I did not. But I assume with a 401k, you get penalized as well. Now, again, I am not no smart CPA. I'm just a hoe on the internet who likes to make money, and this is easy, I swear. We're just going through some like theoretical situations because there are so many of those. But this is, again, no penalty for taking out something. Just like if you had a savings account and you took out money or transferred money out, there's no penalty for that. So this tax-free growth potential account is coupled with other features, and it makes Roth IRAs really an essential component of retirement, especially for young people. I mean, it's for anyone. I know someone in their 40s who just opened one because we were talking about it, and I was like, what's the difference if it's sitting in your savings account? Why not just have it sit there? Because you can take it out of the Roth if you need it, okay? I know being a sex worker, we are used to fast money, especially in the early stages, but having a Roth IRA can be instrumental in building long-term wealth and securing financial independence during this ride you're going on. Some of us never even think about retirement. I'm sure there's a statistic that people would rather get like a lottery ticket every day than invest in retirement. But it's definitely something that's important. And if your parents, you know, didn't give you the tools or knowledge to explore retirement options at a younger age, then it's really upon yourself. And that's super unfortunate. I mean, I am just now talking to my parents about my Roth IRA, and like, they're so proud of me. I've opened one, and I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me sooner, bitch? But the key advantage lies in the power of compounding, and it's better late than never, you guys. But by starting contributions early, you allow your investments to grow exponentially over time. So this maximizes the potential return on your savings. Additionally, Roth IRAs offer flexibility and accessibility. So again, this allows for tax-free withdrawals of your contributions, like once you add to it, and earnings under certain conditions. So the certain conditions meaning there is going to be money that is grown in this account. So if you're wanting to withdraw money that you've earned through it, there might be some conditions. But this makes it a suitable option for various life events and financial goals. Some people use this as like an emergency fund that's racking up coin while it's just sitting there. So let's talk about the contribution limits and structure. Very simple, you guys. As of 2022, individuals under the age of 50 can contribute up to $6,000 per year to the Roth IRA. That's $6,000. While those aged 50 and above can make an additional catch-up contribution of $1,000, bringing their total allowable contribution to $7,000. Well, ain't that nice? They can play catch-up. 10 seconds is on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your subscriber count, maybe his you-know-what. Well, how about businesses on Shopify? When I started podcasting, an online store was the farthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my ebooks, merchandise, and audiobooks for my listeners, and it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit $1 million order stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. When I utilized Shopify's App Store, I realized I could make my product fulfillment so much easier. Instead of manually emailing my customers their e-purchases, I could simply install an app that would automatically fulfill their orders, and it was free. Now I have an automation in place that requests their feedback after the purchase is delivered so I can continue to grow as an author and educator. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control of your business and take it to the next level. Their marketing features make my holiday email campaigns a breeze. I no longer have to outsource so many tasks because Shopify helps me automate them. And when you're a business owner, every expense counts. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify's the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/slutchpreneur, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/slutchpreneur now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/slutchpreneur. Also in the episode description. These limits are subject to change based on inflation adjustments, just so you know. And unlike a savings account, contributions to a Roth IRA can be invested in a variety of assets. Now, this I'm not well versed with yet, but your girl's been reading books, okay? So the variety of assets such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or exchange traded funds, EFTs. So this offers the potential for a higher return over the long term. Now, I know that all sounds like gibberish. Don't worry. I'm studying it. Once I know some more info about stocks and bonds and mutual funds, I will let you know, because I love an investment opportunity, and that's why knowledge is power, baby. Let's talk tax advantage and growth potential. One of the primary attractions of a Roth IRA is a tax-free growth potential. Since contributions are made with after-tax dollars, withdrawals in retirement, including both contributions and earnings, are not subject to federal income tax. So I'm going to say that again. When you withdraw in retirement, this includes what you put into it. This includes what you've earned, what's compounded on what you've contributed. You are not taxed on that. Like, killer, that's awesome. Love that for me. This tax-free status can significantly enhance the value of retirement savings over time. So I'm going to say the statistic that I said at the beginning. Consider contributing $6,000 a year, that's the maximum you can contribute, for 30 years. So even if you start at 30 and you take this out when you're 60, or you start at 20 and you take this out at 50. Oh my God, why was that math so hard? Okay, so with that average annual return of 7%, 6K, 30 years, at retirement, that could potentially accumulate over $600,000 tax-free. So providing a substantial source of income in your retirement. Love that for the sluts. Moreover, Roth IRAs offer tax diversification. This allows individuals to hedge against future tax changes. So with traditional retirement accounts, like the 401ks, traditional IRAs, withdrawals in retirement are taxed at ordinary income rates. Can you imagine? Ugh. But by incorporating a Roth IRA into your portfolio, who has a portfolio? Raise your hand. Loves it. People can diversify their tax exposure and potentially reduce the impact of future tax liabilities. So your CPA is going to love if you got a Roth IRA when, you know, if lots of money coming in, coming out, you know, they can finesse this however they legally can do so. All right. Last but not least, ease of setup and accessibility. Setting up a Roth IRA is relatively straightforward and can be done through various financial institutions, including banks, brokerage firms, and online investment platforms. So if you are more comfortable with your bank, you know, go walk into your bank, make an appointment. I just literally Googled the best Roth IRA accounts of 2024. And this sponsored link came up from bestmoney.com with the top 10. So their suggestions are Robinhood, SoFi, JP Morgan, Acorns, Trust Capital. Now I use Fidelity. My friend uses Vanguard. Now, a lot of these websites will help you create a portfolio. You can also link some of your other savings accounts. You can start investment accounts. That's what we were talking about, like the stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. They now have like robots, basically, I don't know if it's AI, that can help you invest, whether you want to be really aggressive or if you want to be a little bit more low key. But even if it's like $50 a month, $100 a month, get it up to $1,000 if you can, you can. And these little robots will do all the dirty work so you don't have to research what stocks, bonds, and mutual funds are doing the best and bringing back the best return. But many providers offer user-friendly interfaces and educational resources as well to guide individuals through the setup process and investment decisions. Now, all you really have to do once you create the investment account is link your bank account, and that typically involves you confirming the account. You know, they'll deposit a few pennies, you confirm the amount. Once your accounts are linked, you can approve the automatic withdrawals. Or at the beginning of the year, you can just dump that $6,000 into your Roth IRA if you got it like that. I think someone was telling me better to do it at the beginning of the year because that it just starts compounding then instead of doing it at the end of the year. But additionally, Roth IRAs offer greater accessibility and flexibility compared to other retirement accounts. So that's why I wanted to talk about this type of investment first on the podcast, because I felt like it's readily available, it's somewhat simple, it's flexible, you're not going to get penalized, and it's got great rewards for everyone, sex worker or not. Contributions can be withdrawn at any time without penalty, so this is a valuable source of liquidity. For emergencies or other financial needs. Like I said, you use this as an emergency fund if need be. However, early withdrawals of the earnings, remember what you earned on what you deposited, may be subject to taxes and penalties unless certain conditions are met, such as reaching age 59 and a half or using the funds for qualified expenses, such as a first-time home purchase or higher education costs. So that's what is really great about, you know, researching this stuff, phoning a friend, asking a parent, asking your accountant, your CPA, your financial advisor before you withdraw anything, okay? Because trust me, when I was going through my little rut, I was pulling all the cards out. What can I sell? What can I withdraw? And my accountant was like, whoa, 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 whoa. let me draw out these penalties for you, bitch, because you are not thinking straight. I said, honey, I'm trying to save the company. In conclusion, opening a Roth IRA is a prudent financial decision for you, your friends, your family, looking to secure your financial future. With its tax advantages, growth potential, and accessibility, a Roth IRA offers a powerful tool for building your wealth, bitch, and achieving long-term financial goals. So by starting early, early bird gets the worm, and maximizing contributions, you can harness the benefits of compounding and set yourself up on a path towards financially secure retirement. Ooh, that's going to make you sleep good at night, girl. I encourage you, send this episode to your friends, a family member. Doing life is hard, and it can be a little bit easier when you know what options you have to better your future, because I myself had no idea what a Roth IRA was until just a few years ago, and I feel like it's really important to get this information out there. So always do your research. If you guys have any suggestions on future episodes, this has become more of like an educational passion project for me when it comes to investing and retiring, because I'm learning so much and I want to get a grip on my future, and I want to have a little more comfort knowing that it's all going to be okay. I love you guys. My doggies say hello. I'll see you guys next week. Love you. Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Professional Goddess Podcast. If you want to keep the show going and growing, make sure to leave a 5-star review. Shop my merch and ebooks at professionalgoddess.com. Make sure to use code SLUT at checkout for a little surprise. My book, Slutpreneur Secrets, is now available on Amazon. Have a question, episode request, or want to be a guest on the show? Email my team via management@professionalgoddess.com. And lastly, if you want to get all up inside me, subscribe to my premium content on OnlyFans at professionalslut.com. All these links and other socials will be in the show notes of the episode. But most importantly, thank you for subscribing to the show, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, sluts.